Happy New Year and welcome to the first Search Storage UK podcast of 2012. My name's Anthony Adfed, Bureau Chief with Search Storage UK. Today's speaker is Chris Evans, an independent consultant with Langton Blue, and we're going to be talking about cloud backup. To which end, the first question is, Chris, what are the benefits and drawbacks of cloud as a backup target? Over to you.
Okay, thanks, Anthony. So let's just set the scene here. We're talking about backing up into a cloud storage service that may have been provided by a vendor, and there are a lot of those on the market today. If we talk about benefits in the first place, a lot of the benefits really revolve around the sort of benefits you'd expect to get out of cloud in the first place. So first of all, clearly it's massively scalable. You should be able to write as much data as you like into that cloud environment. For backup environments, that's quite good because a lot of people don't particularly plan or capacity plan their backup infrastructure when they add new storage into the primary environment, and so there tends to be a lag and issues that come from that. So having the ability to not have to worry about the scalability of your backup service is a real positive benefit. Because you're backing up into the cloud, clearly that's also giving you the benefits of management. You're not managing that infrastructure. So you're not having to put in the effort around that management that you would normally do if this was your own backup environment. And another benefit coming from that is the fact that you're connecting to a cloud service which effectively is over the internet. And if you've got lots of sites, you only need to have connectivity from your site to the internet. So potentially bandwidth costs are cheaper because you're not writing data between multiple sites. Talking of costs, clearly, costs are different in this model because you pay a fixed price for using these sort of services. So it's a lot easier to work out what your costs are to deliver backup. And finally, if you're backing up into a cloud service, you'll find that you'll get vendor-provided additional features. So that vendor may be doing replication between sites in order to make sure that the data isn't lost. They may be keeping multiple copies. And also, you can access the same backup from different locations. So if you've backed up in one site, you may be able to restore to another. So quite a lot of benefits there. Clearly, we have to look at disadvantages as well, and there are some. First, most obvious one that everybody would talk about would be latency. Clearly, there's an issue with latency into the cloud. This is less of an issue with backup data compared to, say, primary data, because you're not doing a lot of individual IOs. You may be streaming data into the cloud, so latency could be an issue, but probably not as much as it would be if it was primary data. Another disadvantage, of course, is you're passing responsibility for this data to a third party, whereas you may maintain those backups yourself and have encrypted them and done all that work to make sure your backups are secure. You're now passing that responsibility onto somebody else, and you want to make sure that they're doing a similar set of standards around that security and so on, and availability, of course. You know, you could choose to encrypt your backups before you write them out, and that might give you some more security in that instance. And, of course, final disadvantage here is you're dependent on that one provider. So what happens if that provider goes out of business? How do you get your data back? That provider may have the data in a proprietary format, so it may not be easy to extract yourself from that provider. And that's a real issue if you perhaps wanted to move your backups elsewhere. You know, you could be tied into that backup provider for, say, 7 years, if that's what the retention time for backups is. So you need to be aware of that. You have a dependency on that person.
Thanks, Chris. So those are the pros and cons. The next question is, how can I incorporate cloud as a backup target into my data protection regime? Over to you again.
So let's talk about backup products in general. Typically, a lot of organizations will use some of the standard products that are out there, things like NetBackup, from Symantec, or maybe some of the other products that come from CA and so on. One thing that you can do is you'll find that a lot of those products now will integrate directly with a cloud provider. So you can add the cloud environment as a target within that backup infrastructure and simply just direct some of your backups into that cloud architecture through the existing products. That's one possibility. Another possibility is you could actually look at the API that the cloud vendors provided, and you could write your own solution. That to me sounds like an expensive route, but you know, it is a possibility if you've got very specific backup requirements in place. A third option is to look at the providers who use things like iSCSI targets, and they provide, that allows you to present storage into your environment as if it looks like a LUN. And you could use whatever backup methodology you're using internally in order to back up onto that that LUN, and of course then you're securing your data off-site. I think the issue with all of these methods is you really need to think through exactly how you'll use these backups going forward and how you'll be able to track what's going on and how you're writing it out and how you'll maintain some sort of independence from that provider. And I think you need to look in detail and say, if I back up to one provider, how could I move that data to another? Those are probably the more interesting, more sensible questions to be thinking of as you try and add this to your existing backup regime.
Thanks, Chris. And that's the end of the podcast.